If you are a longtime listener to Growing on the High Plains, and if some of the previous programs have seemed familiar, then you've probably heard them before. This has been a summer of travel for me, and thus the need to air a few repeat shows from years past. But today's show is brand new, as I've just returned from a wonderful stay in Yellowstone National Park, and I'd like to take a few minutes to tell you a bit about this oldest and most amazing place. Although Vincent and I had visited Yellowstone a couple of times in the past, this year we saw its wonders in a relatively new light as we signed up for a program called Yellowstone for Families. Since our family is now just the two of us, we decided to host Vincent's niece and her two children, who made their way westward from Newark, New Jersey, to meet up with us in Bozeman, Montana, for a Yellowstone adventure extraordinaire. We started out with a visit to the Museum of the Rockies, where we were met by a T-Rex fossil and lots of other dinosaurs. Then we drove south through the Roosevelt Arch and were welcomed by a ranger of the National Park Service, which this year is celebrating 100 years of taking care of what documentary maker Ken Burns called America's best idea. During the week that followed, our family of five was led by a Yellowstone Association naturalist guide as we explored canyons, waterfalls, geyser basins, and mountain passes. We participated in animal tracking and wildlife watching. I finally got to see a wolf pack far in the distance after my two previous Yellowstone visits were wonderful but wolfless. And once our guide knew of my Growing on the High Plains stories, he was quick to point out botanical elements of interest and answer questions about native wildflowers and the incredible stands of lodgepole pines that seemed to tower straight up into the clouds. We also learned about the history of the park system, the development of the various areas of Yellowstone, and the decisions that have been made concerning the need for wildfires in order to ultimately protect the long-term existence of our national parks. Our days started early, and there was never a dull moment. We engaged in photography, and if you'd like to take a look at some of our adventures, you can see them on the HPPR website. We also tried painting and art projects, did daily hikes, and took a boat ride tour of Lake Yellowstone. The two kids did their homework, turned in their assignments, completed their requirements, and proudly qualified for junior ranger badges. For our final activity, we climbed aboard a covered wagon on our last evening and headed down the trail to a cowboy cookout. I thought those New Jersey kids were going to rub the hair off our team of horses as they patted and petted and posed for photos to take back east. On our return drive to the airport, we played Yellowstone 20 Questions, reliving the sights and sounds we had all experienced during an amazing 7 days. When they boarded their return plane to take them back east to the big city, they were wearing Yellowstone T-shirts and carrying a stuffed buffalo, a stuffed bear, hundreds of favorite photos that documented the week, and hopefully some memories and images that will stay with them for a lifetime.